another weak Yukon River Chinook salmon return is forecast for this summer. It would be the latest in a decades-long trend of below-normal returns. And as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, fishery managers anticipate another season of harvest restrictions.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game 2013 Yukon River Salmon Outlook anticipates between 96,000 and 142,000 Chinook. State summer season fishery manager Eric Newland says the Kings will be managed based on the low-end estimate.
Last year we came in right at our low end of the preseason projection range, and that was at about 109,000. So we'll be managing towards that 96,000.
Newland says management strategy will be focused on ensuring enough kings get upriver to spawn, including into Canada, and an objective that was not met last summer.
We'll be doing very similar stuff that we did last year with the pulse protection. We're going to have to protect the first pulse, and the second pulse is likely going to have to be protected as well.
Newland says pulse protection will be extended upriver this year to the Tanana drainage.
We expect to have at least one subsistence period closed in the Tanana to protect Chinook salmon. And this is primarily to meet our escapement in the Chena River, where we've had problems in recent years making that escapement goal.
Newland says fishing closures all along the Yukon River system will be balanced with limited openings to provide opportunity to catch overlapping summer and fall chum. Runs forecast to be average to above average. Smaller 6-inch net mesh will be required from the start of the season to ensure larger female kings are not caught. Newland says the Chinook conservation strategy also has a voluntary component.
We're asking people to look at reducing their harvest by as much as 75%. If a family takes 40 king salmon, they should consider taking only 10 this year. Obviously, there's only so much we can do with our restrictions and schedules and regulations. So hopefully we get some people that want to voluntarily reduce, and we have seen that.
Newland says harvest data from last summer shows people taking more summer and fall chums to compensate for the weak king run. The first subsistence opening at the mouth of the Yukon River could be as early as May 30th, depending on breakup. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross,